Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I want you to picture that scene of Peter and Jesus in the boat, just a few feet from the shore. Okay, picture it. Visualize it. Close your eyes if it helps. You have Peter, who must be fatigued and exhausted. He had been fishing all night. Why was he fishing at night? Practically speaking, was apparently the most effective way of fishing, using the method that Peter was using. That's when a sensible fisherman fishes, at night. He had done that. No luck. Was washing his nets. Done for the day, winding down. Meanwhile, this Jesus is talking, he's teaching. People are talking, they're electric. There's commotion. There's noise. There's chaos. They're pressing in on him, it says. I sort of picture Jesus kind of backpedaling his way to the shore. And so he asks Peter, let's put this boat out a few feet. Let me sit down. That's the teaching posture in Jesus' world. He sits down in his boat. He's a few feet from the shore. Now the people can come up to the shoreline. They can hear. They can see him. They don't crush him. He can teach. Picture that. Now, it's easy to take everything we know about Peter, everything that Peter will become. Peter, the fervent disciple of Jesus, hiccups here and there, but the first pope, martyr, full of zeal and love of Christ. It's easy to take what we know of Peter and project it backwards. Not that Peter yet. This is Simon the fisherman. And to be sure, he knows Jesus. In Luke's account, anyway, Jesus has already healed his mother-in-law. He knows Jesus. He knows he works miracles. He has some debt. If he wants to stay on his mother-in-law's good side, he'll be nice to Jesus. A few verses later, he calls him master, right? He acknowledges his authority. Peter knows and respects Jesus. But you notice, Jesus doesn't ask him to help him teach. Peter, you got that side, I've got this side. Jesus asked Peter to do what Peter knows how to do. Take care of the boat in the water. Okay. He's tired, but he'll do it. He's got the expertise. He'll manage the boat. And Jesus sits and he teaches. It says the word of God. The word of God. Of is a deceptively tricky word, by the way. Ever notice this? Of can mean the word about God, could mean the word that brings God. But I think it means the word from God. Right? The people come because Jesus is close to God, and they want to know what God thinks. Jesus has that word of God, and indeed he's from the Father. And indeed when he speaks the message from the Father. And Peter is listening. Peter can hear it all. He's still just watching the boat in the water, but he can hear that word of God. And maybe it's these words that he has in mind later when he tells Jesus, "Where shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Jesus is speaking the words from God, the speaking the words of eternal life. And Simon, the fisherman, is listening. And if we're picturing this, picture a collision, a subtle collision, but a collision, a conflict. Conflict between Peter's old life, the boat, the water, the fish, the stuff he's paying attention to, and the life that Jesus has in mind for him. The life those words from God are inviting him to. St. John Chrysostom said, "Look, just like God used a star to draw the Magi to himself," right? Magi were interested in astrology and that sort of thing. So God uses a star to bring them to him. He uses fishing to bring him fishermen. Jesus is using Peter's expertise to bring him to him. St. Ephrem noted that Peter was working through the night in the dark. That's what happens at night. And as I said, there's a practical reason why he was working at night. But St. Ephrem sees a spiritual reason. Before Christ, without Christ, is darkness. And he's working, and he's looking, and he's wearing himself out. And it's not producing any fruit. That's the life without Christ. Here comes Jesus, the light of the world, and the day. And he says, "Put out into the deep. Go further. Lower your nets." And isn't Simon the fisherman skeptical? He's hesitant. He should be. He's the professional. He's the expert. He's been fishing at the right time, using the right techniques. He knows what he's doing. "Jesus, holy man of God, gave me that miracle. Also a carpenter." What does he know about catching fish? He's telling me to do it at the wrong time, too. Hesitant, and yet he does it. He still owes Jesus. "What will my mother-in-law say?" He does it, and there's a miracle. I want to suggest that what that miracle showed to Peter was not just this natural phenomenon. But the miracle revealed to him in a fuller way who Jesus is. This catch makes no sense naturally. Jesus goes beyond the natural world. This miracle this encounter that Peter has with Jesus, who reveals his identity to him in some way on this boat, changes him. You read the structure of the story. Peter speaks. Jesus performs the miracle. Peter speaks again. Before the miracle, hesitant. He calls him master. Term of respect. After the miracle, falls to his knees. Calls him Lord. In Greek, Kyrie. Or as we like to say in the liturgy, Kyrie. The old Peter, Peter worried about his nets and his fishes, who hears the words of Jesus, who sits by Jesus, yet isn't fully focused on Jesus. That's given way to the Peter who has met and encountered and experienced the revealed Jesus and is ready to give up his life for Jesus, who realizes that that is worth it. It's a challenge of the gospel. Challenge for all of us is to realize when we're just a few feet out from the shore instead of in the deep. To realize when we're just kind of near Jesus, we're hearing him, but we're still mostly focused on our life outside of Jesus. The challenge of the gospel is to realize that, to be honest with ourselves in those times. To do what Peter did. To turn to Jesus. To experience Jesus, to get on our knees in front of Jesus, to acknowledge Jesus who reveals himself in the scriptures and the Eucharist in any number of ways, and then to leave that old life, that life outside of Jesus behind. Yes, that means the nets. Yes, it means leaving behind the boat. Yes, it means leaving behind that miraculous catch of fish. But it also means leaving behind one more thing. It means leaving behind the darkness, following the light of the world.